This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Democrats have officially and formally nominated Joe Biden as their 2020 presidential nominee. Party officials and activists gave the former vice president overwhelming support during the all-virtual national convention Tuesday night. Speakers included the candidate's wife, Jill Biden, and former presidents Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter, who talked about Biden's will and experience that make him a better candidate than President Donald Trump. Biden's running mate Senator Kamala Harris will be introduced Wednesday night. President Trump and the Republican Party will hold a similar televised event and convention next week in the U.S. Follow our coverage on voanews.com. Mali's President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita resigned late Tuesday night. His address and resignation came on state television hours after he and the prime minister were arrested by mutinous soldiers. Keita's resignation was after a day of turmoil that began when soldiers seized weapons from an army base in Kati and advanced on the capital of Bamako. No casualties have been reported from Tuesday's uprising. Mali has been mired in months of protests led by the main opposition party, June 5th movement over an economic crisis, corruption, and Keita's failure to quell an eight-year-old Islamic insurgency that has gained a foothold in central Mali. Authorities in Belarus resumed detentions of protesters who keep taking to the streets to demand the resignation of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. This as opposition leaders ratchet up pressure on the government by forming a coordination council to push for a new election. This is VOA News. Australia has made a deal to secure 25 million doses of a potential COVID-19 vaccine from AstraZeneca. The British pharmaceutical giant is currently undergoing late-stage human trials. The new vaccine was developed by Britain's University of Oxford and licensed to AstraZeneca. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Wednesday the Oxford vaccine is one of the most advanced and promising in the world. Prime Minister Morrison also said Australia intends to play a role in supporting neighboring countries by supplying a safe and effective vaccine to Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, Fiji, and more. The U.S.'s University of Notre Dame, one of the nation's most prestigious universities, announced Tuesday it is switching from in-person instruction to online classes for 2 weeks. The move online is due to a growing outbreak of COVID-19 cases on its campus in the U.S. state of Indiana. The school reported Tuesday 147 people have tested positive since students began returning on August 3rd for the start of fall classes, including 80 who tested positive just Monday. Pope Francis warned Wednesday the rich should not take vaccine priority over the poor. He improvised in his planned weekly speech and said, "The coronavirus pandemic is a crisis. You don't come out of it the same, either better or worse." After the COVID-19 pandemic, the Pope said the world can't return to normally if normal means social injustice and degradation of the natural environment. The Pope also said the vaccine must be universal for all. Firefighters in Brazil say strong winds and hot, dry weather is making it difficult to battle thousands of blazes burning in the Pantanal, the world's largest wetland. Brazil's National Institute for Space Research said it spotted more than 3,100 fires in the first 2 weeks of August, five times as many as the same period last year. The World Wildlife Fund says the Pantanal is home to more than 4,700 plant and animal species, including some threatened animals. Experts blame the fires in part to higher than average temperatures and below average rainfall since mid-July. In the U.S., a bipartisan investigation into Russian efforts to influence the outcome of the 2016 U.S. presidential election found that Moscow successfully used a complex web of operatives and active measures to ensnare members of President Trump's campaign, in some cases leaving the incoming administration open to manipulation. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.